The last session of this module is called breath. Breathing. A process that would take dozens of hours just to explain and we take for granted, but in reality is an invaluable treasure we all have at our disposal. It is the rhythm of the breath that accompanies every moment of our lives, from the first inhale that marks our entry into this world to the last exhale when we say goodbye. Our lungs never rest. They work endlessly, often without us even noticing their activity. Yet breathing is not just a basic biological function. It is a gateway to deep inner peace, stability, and strength. And in this day and age, when stress surrounds us at every corner, proper breathwork can mean the difference between hectic survival and harmonious living. It is the bridge between our body, mind, and emotions. Every breath is a kind of dialogue we have with ourselves. Did you know that breathing is the only autonomous bodily function we can consciously control? While the workings of the heart or the workings of the digestive system are completely out of our control, the breath is different. When we begin to control it, we have the opportunity to actively change our physical, emotional, and mental state. For example, when you are stressed, your breathing becomes rapid, shallower, and irregular. This happens due to activation of the sympathetic nervous system, also known as the fight-flight system. This evolutionarily ancient mechanism once helped us face life-threatening situations, such as escaping from a saber-toothed tiger. The problem is that today, the tiger no longer lurks out of the bushes, but our modern world causes us to be permanently stressed, whether by work deadlines, endless social media posts, or even seemingly trivial matters. This is where conscious breathing comes in as our lifeline. When we consciously breathe slowly and deeply, we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and recovery system. This simple act has tremendous power that cannot be underestimated. So let's break it all down. The difference between the sympathetic and parasympathetic is a fascinating part of our biology that fits into a larger whole, the autonomic nervous system. This system, which often operates completely outside of our consciousness, is responsible for regulating a wide range of our bodily functions. It includes everything from heart rate to digestion to, as is important to mention in this case, breathing. Have you ever wondered how it is that your body adapts to stressful situations, or conversely, how it calms down in moments of calm? It is the sympathetic and parasympathetic that play the main roles here, creating a harmonious pendulum that swings between two opposing poles depending on the situation: combat, deployment, and regeneration. Let's start with the sympathetic nervous system, which could be figuratively compared to your car's gas pedal. This nervous system makes sure you can adapt to situations that threaten you in some way, stress you out, or simply require intense action. The moment you come face to face with challenges that require a lightning-fast response, such as being shocked by a dog suddenly barking around the corner or trying to catch a tram, the sympathetic system kicks in. In the process, a number of bodily changes take place. One of the most significant is the effect on your breathing. Imagine that the sympathetic system has a trick up his sleeve called bronchodilation. That's the term for the process where your bronchial tubes expand to allow more air to flow into your lungs. It's like opening the highway gates for oxygen. This is because your body realizes that vital oxygen is needed in greater quantities at that moment to support the muscles and organs that allow you to run, fight, or be as physically active as possible. At the same time, speeding up your breathing means that oxygen is delivered to your body faster and more efficiently. This prepares the body for short-term action with maximum efficiency. It is fascinating how our body is programmed to survive in situations where literally everything is at stake. However, the price we pay for this superpower is in one essential detail. Such breathing is rather shallower and less soothing. It may help with fast actions, but it is not sustainable for recovery or calm in the long run. On the other side of the spectrum, we have the parasympathetic nervous system, which could be described as the brake on our neural car. While the sympathetic drives you forward, the parasympathetic pulls you back to safety, to calm waters, and to regenerative processes. This system, called rest and digest, does exactly what its name promises. It activates at moments when you no longer need to be on guard, when you no longer need to deal with a crisis or overload your body. The parasympathetic lazily waves his magic wand and says to your body, "Relax, deep breath. Let's relax a little, friend." Breathing during parasympathetic activity slows and deepens, a process known as bronchoconstriction. Your bronchial tubes constrict slightly because you don't need as intense a supply of oxygen at rest as you do during stress or exertion. Our body switches into recovery mode, detoxification, and deep cellular oxygenation. This resting mode is essential for the regeneration of all systems, from the brain to the muscles. Now, honestly, when was the last time you consciously experienced this kind of deep, relaxed breathing? When have you ever really gone through a moment where you felt the slow breath pull you out of the cycle of thoughts and give your lungs and mind a chance to really take a deep breath? The parasympathetic nervous system is the one that says to its sympathetic friend, "Hey, okay, we've got this under control now, so slow down." Sympathetic and parasympathetic are like day and night, like two polar opposites that are constantly alternating in our body. If the sympathetic represents the passionate initiator, the parasympathetic is the one who tends towards mild philosophical meditation. Although they may seem like opposites, the truth is that their cooperation is the key to our physical and mental health. The body is constantly balancing between these two poles, seeking balance according to the needs of the moment. By allowing the sympathetic system to prepare the body for stress and action, and the parasympathetic system to allow the body to regenerate and rest, we create a kind of natural oscillation that helps our body adapt to different conditions. Both are absolutely necessary. Just as we cannot live in a perpetual state of alertness, neither can we remain in a constant state of relaxation. Understanding how breathing affects the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves can give us valuable insight into our own health. Conscious observation of our breathing, its depth and pace, can tell us at an early stage what state of tune our nervous system is in. Thus, we can deliberately encourage parasympathetic activation, for example, by taking deep breaths in and long exhalations, which have a calming effect not only on the breath, but also on the heart rate and the overall nervous system. Our nervous system is like an orchestra, in which the different instruments change according to the current melody of our lives. The sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems are the two main conductors of this orchestra who determine what the next note will be. It is up to us to know this orchestra and learn how to work with its mechanisms to achieve health, peace, and inner strength. So the next time you breathe consciously, try to remember which of these two is pulling the strings right now. Proper breathing has a direct impact on many different functions of the body and affects us on both a biological and energetic level. When we breathe consciously on a regular basis, we increase the supply of oxygen to the body. This becomes fuel for the bloodstream, which, through better oxygenation, begins to supply the cells in the body more efficiently. This means more energy, better functioning of our immune system, faster regeneration of muscles and tissues. Even people suffering from high blood pressure can achieve stabilization through breathing exercises. At the same time, it should be highlighted that the benefits of breathing do not stop at physical health. Our minds, consistently overwhelmed by a variety of stimuli, challenges, and plans, also respond to the quality of our breathing. Deep, calm breathing can reduce the levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which is often the cause of increased fatigue, feelings of tension, and mental unwellness. Not only that, people who regularly practice breathing exercises often report feeling lighter, more mentally stable, and able to look at problems with more distance. But how to work properly with the breath so that it becomes a real gasoline for the tired soul and body? A great exercise that you can try immediately is called conscious breathing. Sit in a quiet place, straighten your back, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Count to four, hold your breath for another 4 seconds, and then slowly exhale through your mouth, again in 4 seconds. Repeat this cycle for at least a minute or two. Even this short practice is enough to feel the calming effects. Another very useful technique is the so-called breath anchor. This involves paying full attention to your breathing wherever you are. You can apply it even in the middle of a busy work day. Close your eyes for a moment. Notice the movement of your breath, how your nostrils expand slightly, how the air flows through your lungs, and how your belly rises and falls. Do you feel that your stress has just eased a little? You'd be surprised how effective it is. Just like building any other positive habit, breathing exercises require regularity. If you set aside at least 3 to 5 minutes a day for mindful breathing, you will begin to be amazed by the results. Plus, it doesn't have to be a consistent block of time. You can practice breathing on the go. For example, while waiting for the tram, while having your morning coffee, or even before falling asleep. Make it your daily ritual. Breathing is seemingly simple. Indeed, we might say, what's so hard about it? Everybody breathes. But in that simplicity lies an incredible power. We don't have to look to the other side of the world for the solution to our problems or the way to a calmer mind. It's right in front of our noses, literally. So let's breathe more consciously, more calmly, and more deeply. Because the breath is not just the rhythm of our body, it is the rhythm of our life. Proper breathing, which includes deep, slow, and even breathing through the nose, has many benefits. It promotes efficient oxygenation of the body, improving the transport of oxygen to internal organs, muscles, and tissues. This allows our organs to work more efficiently, which helps us not only to cope with demanding physical activities, but also to recover better after any stress or strain. On the other hand, poor breathing, such as shallow or superficial breathing, has a negative impact on our health. Such breathing can lead to congestion, increased blood pressure, stress reactions, and even chronic disorders such as anxiety or lung problems. Learning different breathing techniques is like discovering the secret key to your own potential. Breathing techniques such as pranayama in yoga, box breathing, or the Wim Hof method can have a profound effect on our physical and mental health. By regularly practicing conscious and controlled breathing, we can strengthen our nervous system, increase lung capacity, improve endurance, and even alleviate symptoms of illnesses such as asthma and migraines. The benefits of these practices are not just physical. Many of these techniques also improve our mental energy, concentration, and emotional stability. Once we master proper breathing, we gain a powerful tool that can improve the quality of our daily lives. Unfortunately, breathing problems are not uncommon. Respiratory diseases such as asthma, bronchitis, or COPD can seriously affect our ability to get enough oxygen. It is therefore important to know your breath and pay attention to any changes. Shortness of breath, labored breathing, or difficulty breathing can be a signal of more serious health problems that require medical attention. Even problems as simple as stuffy nostrils with a cold can have a major impact on the quality of our breath and therefore our health. Bringing your breath into your consciousness is therefore an important step towards creating a healthier lifestyle. Proper breathing habits can boost our physical fitness, calm the mind, and even improve our immunity. Combining conscious breathing with other aspects of a healthy lifestyle, such as regular exercise, a balanced diet, and getting enough sleep, can lead to a long and healthy life. Breath is the bridge that connects body, mind, and spirit, and should therefore be a regular focus of our attention. Breath is therefore not just an automatic process. It is literally a miracle that gives life to every corner of our body. We have the power to influence and improve this process if we give it even a small part of our attention. Investing in healthy and conscious breathing pays off many times over. It not only brings better physical health, but also a calmer mind and the ability to handle life's challenges with greater ease. So, stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and become aware of the gift you have been given. Let's dive into practical part for one last time in this module. Breathing techniques as tools for relaxation. There are a number of breathing techniques that can serve as effective tools for calming the body and mind. Practicing these techniques not only calms, but also brings a sense of connection with oneself and the present moment. The first technique to start with is deep belly breathing. It is a very beneficial technique that can help release tension, reduce stress, and improve oxygenation of the body. This way of breathing activates the diaphragm and allows for fuller and more efficient inhalation of air, which is crucial for the healthy functioning of the body. Deep belly breathing has many benefits that positively affect our body and mind. One of the main benefits is the reduction of stress and anxiety. This technique activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which leads to relaxation and helps reduce stress levels. In addition, deep breathing improves oxygenation by allowing for greater oxygen intake and more efficient carbon dioxide excretion. This increases the body's energy levels and improves overall physical well-being. Another positive effect of deep breathing is to aid digestion. The activation of the diaphragm massages the internal organs, which can help improve digestive processes and contribute to a better sense of overall health. In addition, breathing with greater depth increases blood flow to the brain, leading to better concentration and improved cognitive function. Deep belly breathing is therefore a powerful tool for improving our mental and physical health. Here are steps for deep belly breathing. Find a quiet and comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. If sitting, keep your back straight and relax your shoulders. Close your eyes and focus on your body. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. This step will help you monitor whether you are breathing correctly. Slowly inhale through your nose. Try to make sure that only your belly moves while your chest remains as still as possible. Imagine that you are releasing air into your belly area like a balloon. Watch the movement of your hand on your belly. It should be rising. When you have reached full air pressure in your belly, pause for a small moment and hold your breath for about 2 to 4 seconds, if comfortable. Exhale slowly and controlled through the mouth, trying to make the belly sink. Feel the air slowly release from your body. Repeat this inhale-exhale cycle for a few minutes, for example, 5 to 10 minutes. Watch as your body gradually relaxes and notice how the oxygen level in your body increases. Practice this technique regularly, ideally every day, so that it becomes a natural part of you. If thoughts escape you, gently return to focusing on your breath and the movement of your hand on your belly. If you feel uncomfortable, adjust the position or intensity of the exercise. The important thing is to feel comfortable and relaxed. Second technique, 4-7-8. The 4-7-8 breathing technique is a popular method that is noted for its ability to calm the mind, reduce stress levels, and prepare the body for sleep. Easy to perform, this technique consists of several steps that can bring instant relaxation and calmness. Start by assuming a straight, comfortable position, ideally seated. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Then, breathe in through your nose for 4 periods, counting slowly to 4. Then, hold your breath for 7 periods, giving you time to relax and focus. Finally, slowly exhale through your mouth for 8 periods, again counting to 8. Repeat this breathing cycle at least 4 times, noticing how your mind sinks into stillness and your body relaxes. This simple but effective technique can greatly contribute to your mental well-being and improve the quality of your sleep. And third technique, Nadi Shodhana technique. Also known as alternative nostril breathing, it is a simple and very pleasant method to help calm your mind and reduce stress. It is a great way to harmonize the energy in the body and achieve inner peace. Find a quiet place where you can sit or lie down. You can sit on a mat or on a chair, but make sure your back is straight and your shoulders relaxed. Close your eyes and give yourself a few seconds to take a few deep breaths and relax. Try to clear your mind of stressful thoughts. Using your right hand, prepare your grip. Usually, this involves your thumb to close the right nostril and your ring or pinky finger to close the left nostril. The other fingers can be kept gently upright. Now we start with the breathing cycle. Close the right nostril with your thumb and slowly inhale through the left nostril. Try to feel the air entering your body and how it feels. Count to four to slow the pace of your breathing. Then release your thumb, holding your breath for two periods to give your body time to absorb the oxygen. Close the left nostril with your ring finger and slowly exhale through the right nostril. Count to eight to make the exhalation longer and calmer. Now inhale through the right nostril again. Repeat the whole cycle, but this time start with inhaling through the right nostril and exhaling through the left. Repeat this cycle at least 5 to 10 times. You may feel more relaxed and centered if you take a moment to sit with this exercise and absorb the calm that comes. This technique helps you to actively focus on your energy and breath. By alternating breathing through both nostrils, you help balance both sides of the brain and the energy in the body. Many people feel an instant relaxation and calmness, which is very valuable in a hectic lifestyle. You can do these simple exercises anytime, at home, in the office, or even outdoors. Remember, this is a safe and natural method that can greatly improve your life and help you through difficult times. Step into the day with this calm and balanced feeling. There are numerous breathing techniques and ways to work with them. You might not think of all the things that can be influenced by such a simple and natural activity as breathing. The truth is that most people breathe only superficially and irregularly, without realizing how much potential is hidden in every inhale and exhale. Breathing techniques are for everyone. They're there for executives who need to manage the pressure of meetings, athletes looking for peak performance, students struggling with procrastination, stay-at-home moms needing a moment of peace, and everyday mortals looking for a quick fix to get through a stressful day. And the fact that most of us can't use it to its full potential is as much a shame as if we had a Ferrari and only drove it around the supermarket car park. The problem is that most of us only remember our breath the moment we lose it, figuratively speaking, of course. Stressful situations, a faster pace, or anxiety tend to clench our lungs like a vice, making our feeling of tension even worse. If you learn to treat your breath, we're no longer talking about a miracle, but a lesson that takes on the parameters of a simple habit. My recommendation, therefore, is not to be afraid to delve into this world and learn at least the basic breathing techniques. Don't overlook it as something that is not important now, but give it a chance. The benefits it will bring to your life may surprise you. And best of all, you can easily incorporate breathing techniques into your daily practice without it costing you extra effort or changing your normal schedule. Because the breath is always with you wherever you go,